Canto 9, Chapter 16. How Lord Parashurama came to destroy the ruling class 21 times. Sri Shuka said, O son of the Kuru dynasty, Parashurama, thus by his father being advised, said, So be it, whereupon he for a year travelled to all the holy places. Then he returned to the ashrama. When Renuka, his mother, one day went to the bank of the Ganges, she saw the king of the Gandharvas. He was garlanded with lotus flowers and sported with the girls of heaven, the Apsaras. She observed his affairs as she went to the river to fetch some water. Slightly drawn to Chitrarata, she forgot the time of the fire sacrifice. Realizing that she had neglected the time, she, upon returning, was afraid to be cursed by the sage and stood with folded hands before him, having put the water pot in front of him. The sage understood she had deviated from the rule and became angry with his wife. He said, Remove her, my sons, she is full of sin. But the sons did not carry out his order. Rama, who through his meditation and austerity was fully aware of the prowess of the sage and confided perfectly in his authority, in response to the encouragement of his father, immediately terminated his mother and all his brothers. When Jamadagni, thus being pleased, asked him what benediction he would like, he said, Give those whom we have lost their life back without them remembering their punishment. Soon they all rose happily and alive, like they had awakened from deep sleep, since Rama had executed the punishing of his kin in the full awareness of the power of his father's austerity. The sons of Kartavirarjuna, O king, meanwhile, could not have peace with the remembrance of their father being defeated by the superior power of Parashurama. When Rama, one day, with his brothers was away from the ashrama in the forest, they, seeking revenge, took the opportunity to approach their residence. Finding the Muni sitting at the fireplace fully absorbed in contemplating the Supreme One praised in the verses, they, determined to do evil, killed him. Being most cruel towards the poor and unprotected mother of Rama who begged for the life of her husband, they, those Kshatriya brothers, violently cut his head off and took it away. Renuka, the chaste wife, down in tears grieving, stroked her body with her hands and cried loudly, O Rama, O Rama, my dear son! Hearing the sound of that most sad cry, O Rama, they, Rama and his brothers, from far away, hastened back to their ashrama, where they saw that their father had been murdered. Bewildered by the shock, they all lamented and angrily, depressed, sad and indignified, cried, O father, O saint, you who are such an example of Dharma have now departed for heaven and left us behind. Thus bewailing their father, Parashurama entrusted the body to his brothers and personally took up the axe, determined to put an end to the Kshatriyas. Rama went to Maheshmati, the capital, that was bereft of all glory because a Brahmin had been killed. There he, in the middle of the town, made a great pile of the heads he severed from their bodies. Their blood formed a terrible river that brought fear to all the rulers who defied the Brahminical culture. Because the Kshatriyas, the royal class, had killed his father, he acted to their detriment and 21 times over wiped them off the earth. He, as a master of war, thus at Samanta Panchaka, created 9 lakes filled with blood instead of water. Joining his father's head with his body, he kept him on kusha grass and worshipped with sacrifices the Godhead, the true self and inspiration of all the demigods. The Hota priest, he gave the eastern direction. The Brahma priest, he gave the southern direction. the Advaryu he gave the western side, and the Udgata received the north. The Odas and Kashyapa Muni he assigned the different corners, and the middle Aryavarta portion he gave to the Upadreshta priest, who supervises the mantras. The assisting Sadyasa priests received whatever remained. When he, thereafter, took a bath, he, on the bank of the major stream that was the Sarasvati, was cleansed of all impurities and radiated like a cloudless sun. Because of Parashurama's worship, Jamadagni regained his body with all the symptoms of consciousness and became the seventh seer in the constellation of the seven sages. Parashurama, the son of Jamadagni, who is also the Supreme Lord with the lotus petal eyes, will be a propounder of Vedic knowledge in the next period of Manu, O King. He who in peace with the intelligence has given up the cloud still today can be found in the hills of Mahendra and is worshipped and revered for his character and activities by all the perfected souls, the singers of heaven and the venerable souls. This is how the soul of the universe, the Supreme Lord Hari, the controller who appeared as an incarnation in the Bhrigu dynasty and killed the rulers of men many times, relieved the earth of its great burden. From Gadi's loins, a most powerful personality, Vishwamitra, was born. He, as perfect as a fire, gave up the Kshatriya position and achieved the quality of a Brahmin by performing austerities. Vishwamitra also had sons, 101 of them, O ruler. Because the middle one carried the name Madhuchanda, they, as a group, were called the Madhuchandas. He accepted Shunasheva, the son of Ajikarta, who with the name of Devarata, saved by the demigods, appeared in the Bhrigu dynasty as his own son. He ordered his other sons to accept him as the oldest one. He was the one who was sold as the man-animal for the yajna of King Harishchandra. After offering prayers to the demigods headed by Lord Brahma, he was released from being bound like an animal. Stemming from the line of Bhrigu, he was advanced in spirituality and was therefore protected by the godly souls involved in the sacrifice for the gods. Shunasheva was for that reason in the dynasty of Gadi also celebrated as Devarata. The 50 oldest Madhuchandas could not very well accept the fact that he would be the oldest brother and were all cursed by the Muni, who got angry. He said, "May all of you bad sons become lechas." It was Madhuchanda who, together with the rest of the 50 sons, then said, "We will conform to whatever would please you in this matter, O father." They accepted him, Devarata, a seer of mantras, as the eldest, and said to him, "We will all follow you." Vishwamitra told the sons, "You sons will all have sons because you favored my honor as a father of worthy sons. He, Devarata, is a son of mine, just like you are, O Kushikas. Please obey him." And there were many other sons, Ashteka, Harita, Jaya, Kratuman, and more. Let it thus be clear what the branches of the dynasty of Kaushika are according to the different positions that were obtained by the sons of Vishwamitra, the ones obedient, the ones disobedient, and the ones adopted.